lovely flood. Hallelujah in Hashir. Hallelujah on Yom Shiva'ir. Hallelujah on Moshe Haya.
Hallelujah, don't throw it away. Fly and spread your wings high to try to free again like a butterfly. Come along and sing with us. Hallelujah.
Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
love is great. of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
You are, and I'm in love. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Now we've all had friends who've let us down. What I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time.
Your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause He's heard you call His name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then.
All the time, and all the time, God is good. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to meet together, to worship you, and to and just to thank you and bring you praise and glory. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for creating this group, and thank you, Lord, for helping us through our everyday lives, for getting us through our problems and the struggles that we face, Lord. We ask for healing upon any members of RCC that are sick, Lord, especially Kat and her daughter, Gerald, Lord. Please, if it be your will, Lord, please continue your healing in that situation, Lord. And we ask that you continue to provide for us financially, Lord, for those who are struggling financially and emotionally, Lord, for those who need it, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for your presence and for always being with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragements. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Holy Spirit. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So welcome, everyone, to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are just here to glorify him and to show him off. So that is what we are doing, and we pray that the Lord guides and directs the show to the way he sees fit. And also we pray that the Lord continues to guide us in his will so that we can please him, because we want nothing more than to please our Heavenly Father and to please Jesus, who we are getting ready to marry. So that is my prayer. As you can probably tell by my voice, I'm kind of under the weather. I got a cold the other day, and so I'm not feeling so great, but I wanted to host. I feel a combination of being overheated plus chills, and sometimes I have sharp pains in my chest, which I don't know what those are, but the Lord is good, and he will take care of me. And the good thing is I've just been kind of laying around on the couch all day, so I've got, excuse me, I've gotten extra snuggles with Jesus, so that's always a plus, extra time to spend with our groom. So good. Let's see. So far, we don't have anyone online, and we just have a guest in chat. So hi, guest. Let's see here. I want to see how much talking I can do. I do have some things to share. I think we are in a high watch time. I actually think tonight and tomorrow and the 28th are high watch days for a possible disappearance. I have some garage work that leads to that. Then after that, I have the solar eclipse is on March 9th. And so if you remember Jerry's logging experience, solar eclipses are important, so that's a date to watch. The dates I'm really watching are March 14th through the 17th, in particular the 16th, due to reasons that we've discussed earlier. And of course, there is the 23rd and 24th, which is Purim, and also partial lunar eclipse. And then, of course, we have Easter on the 27th. So that's just a quick rundown of the watch dates. I was reading in the Book of Psalms today, and I figured I'd read part of Psalm 42. Okay. Basically, verses 1 through 3. As the deer pants for water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? And then it goes on, and then it often repeats the phrase, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So, amen. Our souls pant for you, God, pant for you. We can't wait to see you. So, I'll go ahead and read out of my daily devotional, Jesus Calling. I am leading you step by step through your life. Hold my hand in trusting dependence, letting me guide you through this day. Your future looks uncertain and feels flimsy, even precarious. That is how it should be. Secret things belong to the Lord, and future things are secret things. When you try to figure out the future, you're grasping at things that are mine. This, like all forms of worry, is an act of rebellion, doubting my promises to care for you. Whenever you find yourself worrying about the future, repent and return to me. I will show you the next step forward, and the one after that, and the one after that. Relax and enjoy the journey in my presence, trusting me to open up the way before you as you go. So, a good reminder, it says future things are secret things. It basically says you shouldn't be worried about the future. So we don't worry about the future with God's help, of course, because worrying is a human instinct, and we are all prone to it. So with the Lord's help, we do not worry about the future, and we just have him lead us step by step through each day and trust him with our future as he leads us through today. So I think that's all I have for now, and my voice needs a break, so I'll go ahead and play a few more songs, and if no one joins us, I'll probably close out early because I'm not feeling so well. So anyway, let's see, let me find a song.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Darkness tries to hide, it tries. at his voice, trembles at his voice.
I want to welcome Carol has popped in chat. So, hi, Carol. It's just you and me right now, but that's okay. I actually just remembered something I wanted to share that happened a few days ago. So, at work, I've been doing these storm spotter safety talks with one of my coworkers. And on the way back, he was asking me how I became so religious. Now, part of me kind of cringes when I hear religious, because having a relationship with God isn't necessarily religion, but I humored him. And so I got to pretty much share my story with him. It was kind of out of the blue, but I shared that in high school, I had accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior from listening to a pastor speak, and all of a sudden just something clicked, and I was like, yeah, I want to go to heaven, and I want to I accept God's salvation. So, but then I went on to describe that my life didn't change right away because I was pretty much living like the world. Yeah, although I did, after accepting Jesus as my Savior, pardon me, I have a cold, so that's why I'm not talking too well. I accepted Jesus my Savior, so I was more interested in biblical things and learning more about him. But my life hadn't completely turned around until I moved to where I'm at now in West Texas and met a group of friends, and they all had a really close relationship with the Lord, so basically learned that it's all about relationship and that's what matters. So, and let's see, trying to lose my train of thought here. So basically it just took off from there, and I think I went on to explain that it's nice having a relationship with God because this world, there's so many uncertain things, and you could be alive one day and dead the next. So, and just so many crazy things happening. So it's good to have someone to depend on so you don't have to worry. So basically that's what I told him. And he said the reason why he was asking was because his daughter is studying religion, and him and his family didn't grow up in a religious environment, although he did say that they are Jews, but they aren't practicing Jews. They're just Jews by association, so they don't try to keep all the feast dates. So anyway, at least he asked me, and however, the impression I got from hearing him speak, he didn't seem to really feel a need to have a relationship with God and to have God as his Savior. Back to his daughter. His daughter's studying religious studies, but she's studying all kinds of religions, and not from a personal point of view, just kind of getting to know what all the religions are. And so just the impression I got from him was that he didn't really seem like he felt like he had a need to, or he seemed like he didn't need Jesus, which of course he does. He just doesn't know it yet. But if you wouldn't mind praying for him and all the lost people in the world, of course, in our lives, we pray, Lord, that you bring all the lost souls to you, Lord, and in whatever manner you see fit, Lord. We don't want to see anyone in hell, Lord, and we just pray that you bring them to you and help them to know that they need you. Help them to know that they need your salvation, Lord, and we don't want to see anyone in hell, and so we just ask that you save people, Lord, and bring them to you, and we ask that you use us to do so within your will, Lord, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, that's what I wanted to share. I'll go ahead and play another song here.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us, how he loves us all. Oh. of me. Love like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like an ultra saint's kiss, and my heart burns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about.
Jesus loves us, and he wants a personal relationship with everyone, so please accept him as Savior. Accept the fact that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he wants a relationship with everyone, and please let him be the boss of your life, because he is the way of life, and the way we are living in is death, so... please accept him as Lord and Savior, and because one reason is Jesus is coming soon, and there is going to be great turmoil on this earth, and you think the earth is in turmoil now, it will be nothing compared to after the rapture, so please accept him now. He loves you. He wants a personal relationship with everyone, so... please accept him now before it's too late. Although if you do find yourself left behind after the rapture, it isn't too late to accept him. You'll just have to go through a lot of tribulation and be willing to die for him. But he loves you, and he does not want to see you lost. So please accept him today. Let's see. Pat is on the line. I'm feeling a kind of underneath the weather, so if she doesn't have anything to share, we'll go ahead and close it up, but I'll go ahead and say hi and see if she does have anything to share. Hi, Pat.
I'm just delayed. Just real quick, Gerald's still in the hospital. They're waiting for the rehab tomorrow. That's about it. I went to the doctor's. The blood pressure is still a little high. It's just from the stress. But I'll be okay, and thanks for all the prayers and everything. But please, close it out, because if you're not feeling well, sweetheart, I can hear it in your voice. So just do what you have to do. Put on a pretty song, say goodnight, love y'all, and see you in the air.
Yeah, love you, Pat. We're continuing to pray for you and your daughter.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the love and everything. Yeah. Yeah, no, just close it out, sweetie. Close it out.
Okay. Hopefully we'll see you in the air tonight.
Okay. Group hug.
Group hug.
Love you all.
Love you, Carol. Love you, Pat.
Okay. The wind will take us up.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see.
Very windy still.
Oh.
Oh, no, really. It's crazy. Bye.
Love
good night,
you,
guys.
Jesus.
Love you. Love you, Jesus. Come and get us.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter.